Okay, well, I am talking with Terrence Ellis, who played Raleigh in Beauty and the Beast, and it's a lovely gray April day in 2016. And I've done some research, and it says on IMDb you are from Chicago. Is that correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. How long were you in Chicago before you may have moved?
Well, I moved from Chicago in 1980 when I was 22 years old. And I moved to New York and lived there for 5.5 years. I moved out here to Los Angeles, California, where I live now, in 1985.
Oh, well, I grew up in Joliet.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
I live in Naperville right now, so...
Naperville is in... it's in Illinois?
Yes, the southwest suburb.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're a Midwesterner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, through and through.
I never lose that energy of the Midwest. It's sort of like I felt very comfortable in New York and here because, you know, Midwesterners, we really are up the middle. You know, we can be fast like New Yorkers and we can be slow and easy like, you know, Angelenos.
Oh, yeah, I was teaching in Texas. And my students kept telling me to slow down, slow down.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Oh, okay. Oh. When did you get interested then in acting?
I actually wanted to be an actor my whole life, as far back as I can remember. I did my first play in second grade. I played a reaper in a school production of Puss in Boots. So all I did was just use a reaper and, you know, cut some, like, sugarcane or something and have a few lines. But I enjoyed just being around different people, the whole production and everything. And so I knew that was what I wanted to do. But for a moment, I thought about becoming a lawyer just to... have steady employment. Because I have nobody in my family that ever acted, so I had no point of reference to learn anything. But I went to a seminar at the University of Chicago for lawyers, and I spoke with a lawyer that told me, he said, you can get a law degree, you know, from any course of study. So if you go to college and you found something else you wanted to do, you can do it as long as you have decent enough grades to get into a good law school. So I thought, wow, you know, well, why should I pursue criminal justice when I've always wanted to be an actor? So I started really getting serious in college. I didn't really do any plays in high school. But in college, I got very serious about it. And when I did my first play, I was hooked. You know, I started doing a lot of Shakespeare and just a whole variety of different types of theater. And I never thought about becoming an attorney again.
Where did you go to school?
I went to University of Illinois Chicago Circle.
Ah.
Yeah, and it was, you know, a very eclectic, mixed group of actors that were serious as I was. Some of them are working a lot today. I came out of school with three notable people that shared my passion were Greg Wagrowski, Edna Garza, and Vitaltis Ruginis. He just basically uses Vito Ruginis. But, you know, I shared some memories with them not too long ago because we were trained by a guy named William Rafeld, who was he wasn't quite a method actor, but he, you know, developed a style that was very similar of dealing with a lot of the Stanislavski and, you know, method type of acting, but he had his own touch. You know, everyone does their own thing. No one does it exactly the way the originators did it, but, you know, we did kind of follow somewhat in the course of Stanislavski.
Have you done any theater in Chicago?
Yeah, I did before when I got serious in college, because that's where I was doing all of my theater. The last year and a half, I figured, well, maybe I should do some work outside of college. So I did a play with a group called the Experimental Black Actors Guild. And then I did a play with Kaumba Workshop. And, you know, so I felt like, you know, there's not enough theater even here in Chicago at that time. And I found a college that was reputable, Northwestern University, that was doing a production of Jean Genet's The Blacks. And they were willing to hire two guest artists outside of school. And by this time, I had graduated from college, and I was, you know, thinking of my next move. And so I ended up getting the lead of Diodata's Village in Jean Genet's The Blacks at Northwestern. I would take a long train ride from the South Side all the way to Northwestern, and, you know, when we got to Tech Week, I would stay with some of the cast members that lived on campus. But that production was so exhilarating, and the response I got from doing that role was phenomenal, and I felt like I'm ready. So I, within weeks, I, you know, asked my dad if he could give me a ride to Greyhound. And he says, what are you doing? Because by this time, I had moved back in with my dad. I lived on my own for so many years, but the last year and a half of college, I moved back in with him. And I says, yeah, I think I'm going to go to New York. He says, well, you know where you're going to stay? I says, well, I'm just going to go. I didn't know where I was going to stay. I just packed a couple of suitcases, and I got on the bus. And by the time the bus neared New Jersey, I kind of wondered, well, what am I going to do? And I had a little bit of fear, but it passed because I was excited about my new course in life. And that's how I ended up in New York. Doing that play, Jean Genet's The Blacks, really inspired me and gave me what I needed to feel like I could actually make it as an actor.
Wow, that is brave. But may I remind you, Chicago has a lot more theater now, so you should really think about coming back.
Yeah, no, it does. Yeah, it's really grown. It really has.
So how did you go from the theater in New York to Hollywood?
Well, I did a play. I got involved with the Negro Ensemble Company and did a play called Zoom In and the Sign, which got me a manager and agent. And so I started getting small fit roles in film. You know, I did a movie with Nick Nolte and Ralph Macchio called Teachers. And that movie, you know, helped me. I came out here to visit my best friend, and my agent wanted me to meet the agency out here that they worked with. And I recently did that movie, Teachers. When I met with them, they asked me to stay. They said that, you know, a lot of times New York actors come out here and they just hang out for pilot season, then they go back to New York. They say they wanted to work with me. And so I stayed. And within a short period of time, that's when I got Beauty and the Beast. You know, after some other TV work and a film or two. But I started working right away, and that has kept me here. I don't have family in New York, so I wasn't inspired to go back to New York. And so I've made a home here.
Well, let's go back to getting the Beauty and the Beast. How did that happen? Was it through your agent or?
Well, yeah, it was through my agent, and I actually almost lost the job. It was one of those jobs where there was so much more to it, and I happened to have a lot to go along with that. And what I mean by that is that that show is very, very Shakespearean.
Uh-huh.
It's classical in so many ways. It's like doing classical theater, right down to the costuming, the sets. And so having that experience in college doing a lot of Shakespearean plays, I felt like I had an extra edge to get that role. So that was something that helped give me a little bit more confidence. And so when I went in there, I clicked right away with the director. And there was a problem, though, and I wasn't aware how serious it was, but I was wearing braces. And I guess at the time, they thought that they were removable braces, but they weren't. So they actually, when they found out they weren't removable, they actually were looking for a replacement for me. And I knew the actor that was on standby. He says, yeah, what's the problem with you, man? Because, you know, they called up my agent and, you know, said that for me to be ready. And I found out it was the braces, so I went to the dentist, and he actually took my braces off and put them back on after I did the show.
Wow.
Yeah, so I almost lost the job.
Now, when a call goes out, did they have any requirements? For example, were you to be familiar with a piano playing at all?
No, I actually didn't play the piano. I faked it.
Ah.
So, you know, that, that had to be learned, though, because, you know, you had to feel like I was totally in sync with doing it. I just really listened to the music and felt the vibe and just watched what pianists do, you know, and so that wouldn't overdo it. To keep it very subtle and simple. But no, I didn't actually play for real.
Huh.
Well, see, I let out a big secret. I hope that doesn't kill it for the fans.
No, actually, the piano player is credited at the end of the episode.
Right. Okay.
So I knew you didn't actually play, but I didn't know if they would ask that if you had some background in piano, it would be easier.